Galesburg's Evening News, I'm Cameron Line. You know, the good news for the Galesburg Civic Arts Center is the reopening this Friday with an exciting show by a renowned artist in the area, Janice Mars Wunderlich. The bad news is they've really gone through some heartbreaking cancellations and challenges the past few months as COVID-19 and shutdowns have really done a number on them. Earlier today, I talked with Tuesday Chetton, the executive director of the Arts Center, about the exhibition that starts this Friday, but first wanted to check in with the nonprofit status in these crazy times. Wondering, when did you guys close down for the pandemic? Was it around March, like a lot of people?
It was March 14th.
Okay.
And we actually canceled our national gallery exhibition opening.
Mm-hmm.
We had pieces from all over the country shipped in, and we had installed it just 10 days prior, and it's our biggest show, and I sort of realized that, oh my gosh, we have artists coming from all over the country for this opening. Typically, there's 300 plus people there.
Uh-huh.
And so we made the decision to not have the opening, and to, at the time, we weren't sure, you know, what the state was going to do, but it became apparent that we would have to actually close down and not even have the galleries open.
Well, that's awfully disappointing. Is there?
What's that?
Well, that's pretty disappointing. That's
very disappointing and economically hard because it is typically a show that brings in the most sales of our calendar season.
Sure.
And sponsorships, and it definitely has an effect.
Have you guys had, I know we've talked to some nonprofits about this, memory's not serving me correct, if you guys have had any major cancellations with fundraisers or anything like that so far?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
So, the Arts Center typically makes the majority of their operating dollars in the last quarter of their fiscal year, which for us is April, May, and June.
Oh, no.
and so we had to cancel our summer soiree, which is our summer fundraiser that basically raises close to a third of our entire operating budget.
Wow.
Which is, for us, our budget is $125,000 to
$130,000
a year. Mm. And after that, just 2 weeks later, we had to cancel our bus trip up to the Frida Kahlo show at Mechanich, and that was postponed due to their exhibition moving because of this pandemic. And then just a week after that, we canceled Standish in coordination with Railroad Days.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough few months for sure.
Mm.
And in light of all the closures and cancellations, we've continued to operate and send out, you know, take our art making show on the road, if you will, and provide classes for people in their homes through Art Camp Delivered and individual senior studio surprises that we drop off for our seniors who participate in our classes throughout the community. And so we're continuing to operate, as many nonprofits are, without our normal funding streams.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, we've seen a lot of nonprofits and businesses do creative things out of necessity, and I think that goes right along with that theme there. This is Galesburg's Evening News, and I'm Cameron Line. You're listening to my conversation that I had earlier today with Galesburg Civic Arts Center Director Tuesday Chetton on their first exhibition in months this Friday. After the break, we'll talk more about that exhibition, the artist that will be featured, and what challenges lie ahead for the Arts Center on Galesburg's Evening News. Galesburg's Evening News, I'm Cameron Line. Before the break, we were hearing some of my conversation from earlier today with Galesburg Civic Arts Center Director Tuesday Chetton about some of the struggles that they've had financially, having to cancel some fundraisers and canceling a huge show that they had planned. In the second part of the conversation here, we talk a little bit more, though, about a positive note coming up this Friday, the Arts Center's reopening with a really cool new show with a local artist of some renown. You guys are reopening for an exhibition this Friday, right? Can you tell us a little bit about the artist that you've got?
Yes, Janice Mars Wunderlich, from Ohio, relocated here to Monmouth. She's professor of art at Monmouth College. Her pieces are amazingly intricate and have a story to tell. And it's both sculpture and painting, and the exhibition is named Becoming Buoyant. And that, I think, is really appropriate for our time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're feeling like, oh my gosh, what is going on in this world, due to a whole host of issues everyone is having, we find ourselves, our souls trying to remain buoyant. And it's just really appropriate for the time. It's a beautiful show. And while we are unable to have our traditional opening reception, we are encouraging people to come at their own pace during our normal open hours, which are Tuesday through Friday, 10:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays, 10:30 to 3, and take it in. We're excited to see everyone again and be open and have those interactions that we've so missed over the last 4 months. For many artists, you know, I think there's probably this urban myth that we're all Rayclosses and we, you know, just stick to ourselves, but we really are a social bunch. And when you take that away, we kind of find ourselves going, well, now what?
Yeah.
So we're really excited to see people again. But maybe not all at one time.
Well, sure. Spaced out, we'll see people.
Spaced out. Yeah.
You know, the two pictures that I think you guys sent over with Janice's work and the Becoming Buoyant theme, I think one picture was a sculpture, the other was like a painting. And once I saw those two, the Becoming Buoyant title kind of makes sense, you know, just looking
it
at those two.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think as people view Janice's work, they see all sorts of themes hidden in her pieces. She does a lot of iconography and draws a lot of inspiration from her Cherokee grandfather, who also painted beautiful paintings that were very bright, colorful, and had pictography as really the central theme. And so you can see that inspiration in her work and influence, and I think everyone can draw something from Janice's work, which is, we're so glad that we could fit it in. Her show was originally slated to open in May, and we had a little bit of room in the schedule due to cancellations of our artist residency program to sort of shift her exhibition. So we're very excited that we're able to open it.
And, you know, it's pretty cool that, you know, she's got the local ties, you know, being in Monmouth, teaching in Monmouth and being involved in the Buchanan Center for the Arts, but her credentials are pretty impressive, too.
Very impressive. She has shown all over the world and is really renowned in sculptural circles, you know, as a master sculptor. And, you know, if anyone gets a chance to see her work, and especially in our community, which is smaller than the average community she shows in, you know, come down and see it, because it really is a wonderful experience.
Is there anything else that the community should know about what has changed at the Art Center? I guess maybe as far as, do you have any expectations as far as what people should do when they come in, just the general, you know, keep your distance kind of and be conscientious, anything other than that?
Right. Well, you know, we've been deep cleaning over these last 4 months.
Yeah.
And we usually, people, when they come into the gallery, they'll pick up a program. We will have those programs that we will hand you so that we're reducing the touching in mm-hmm. the gallery. And as they walk through the gallery, they may see some tape of suggested ways to move through the show on the floor. By no means are we going to be policing that. You know, it's really come and enjoy the gallery. Keep your distance from other visitors, because we don't know if they have vulnerable people at home, or, you know, they themselves are vulnerable. And, you know, just enjoy the show and, you know, stop in the gift shop. And if you want to take a closer look at an item, our gallery associates and volunteers are there to help you do that, because we want to sanitize all the surfaces we can and keep everyone safe, happy, and healthy.
You kind of bumped me out when you were talking about all the things in, you know, March, April, May that had to kind of go by the wayside. But
it was heartbreaking.
Yeah. But going forward, barring any sort of, huge resurgence of the virus or what, you know, something like that, does it seem like the Art Center can kind of hit the runway and sort of get back to some sort of normal now? Or is there more things that are kind of up in the air?
There's a few things that are up in the air. I think large gatherings for a while may be a memory for us for just a bit. We have a small space that typically our opening receptions, we draw over 100 people at a time. And so while we had thought about maybe a timed entry process or something like that, it just, for our resources and our community, it just didn't seem like a right fit. So we'll probably continue to, we'll bring shows in and, you know, Members and Friends is next month. And while that is also a huge opening experience, we'll probably also do the same where, you know, it's come at your own will. And, you know, we're going to make the reception be like an online experience, or share tidbits throughout the month about different artists that are part of that. Just like we're doing for Janice, she'll be releasing different video snippets of her explaining different pieces as part of her show. And so I think people will get to experience the gallery in a more in-depth way. Honestly, it's hard to, some people actually come to a show after the opening to see the work. You know, they see everyone opening night, but then they see the work at a different time.
Sure.
Because it's just so many. So I think this might give people a different way to experience us.
Well, go ahead.
As far as in-person classes go, we're trying to figure out how that's going to work. We hope to start back up our in-person classes and workshops in August. And again, that's all dependent on how this all evolves over July.
Yeah. Well, I think it's safe to say the Civic Arts Center has been keeping art alive even through these unusual times. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. We enjoy it. And, you know, we've been part of the Galesburg community for close to 100 years. And we look forward to being here for 100 more.